Welcome to Business Success Radio. My name is Anthony Turner, and I'm going to be your host as we chat to everyday small business people about their journeys, their challenges, and hopefully gain some tips about how we can all make our businesses better. Today, my guest is Donna Fowler from War Botanicals in lovely Warburton in the Yarra Valley area. And Donna's got a background in science. Her partner's got a background in commercial cooking, and together they're concocting some really, really fantastic natural skincare products, which they're selling both through their retail shop in Warburton and also on the internet. So, Donna, welcome to Business Success Radio.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your background and the business background.
So, before I started the business, I spent a few years working with a futurist called Dr. Peter Alliard.
Okay.
And that was a really great grounding for me to begin a business from. And concurrent with that, I was doing my Bachelor of Health Sciences in Naturopathy. So as part of that course, we learnt to make products and learned about herbs and aromatherapy. So it's really the amalgamation of those two things that helped me create, or helped us create, War Botanicals.
The range, how long has it been out in the marketplace?
Probably around 20 years now. So a long time.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it's grown and evolved over time. So how's that all happened?
So it's really grown organically. We started off in a little tiny shop in Warburton with maybe, I don't know, a handful of products. Mm-hmm. And over time, listening to what people wanted and what our customers were saying, we developed our range to what it is now. It's probably up to 100 products.
Wow. So what sort of things are in the product range? What types of things
do you have? So we've got a huge range of essential oils,
yes,
which we import. And then we've got a hair care range, skin care range, a range specific for pregnant women, which is not really any other products on the market. Mm-hmm. And a Nature's Pharmacy range with things like Arnica cream and creams for itchy skin and buzz off sprays and things like that. So there's quite a lot of different products in our range.
And I can personally attest to the fact that they're good products. My wife used to have a gift shop and was one of your resellers. As a result of that, we've been using the products for a number of years and, fully endorse them for what they do and their efficacy, particularly the ones that we've used.
That's great to hear. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. So, Donna, along a journey like that, I mean, obviously every business owner faces challenges from time to time. I mean, the day-to-day things of cash flow and that sort of stuff. But in terms of developing a range, like you've developed, what are some of the sort of the main challenges that you've had to face?
Probably the biggest challenge, which we still face, is packaging.
Okay.
Getting consistent packaging. Our suppliers are quite often out of stock. Mm-hmm. Of different products, and that was particularly bad over COVID because a lot of packaging is imported from China.
Okay.
So getting consistent, it's really about developing relationships with your packaging companies. So and planning far ahead, so you always have stock on hand. That's our biggest challenge.
The biggest one, yeah. So when you say consistency of packaging, are you talking about consistency of quality or?
No, supply.
Of supply.
Yeah, of supply. Okay. Yeah.
So, that would create challenges that you've actually, if your production is growing, how do you forecast, what you are going to need and bearing in mind those supply lines and everything else? Because there's obviously a time lag from when you order to when you get.
Yeah. So it's really sort of looking back at last year, how sales went, and adding on, say, like maybe 20% extra packaging that you'll need this year. Mm-hmm. Always making sure that you don't wait until you run out to reorder. And having good relationships. So they'll let me know if they're running low of stock. So I'll go and order more stock.
Yep. So how's your packaging changed over the time that you've been going?
We've changed suppliers. We're now using recycled plastic in our plastic. Mm-hmm. Because obviously in like shampoo, you can't put that in a glass bottle. It has to be in a plastic bottle.
Right.
So over the last 12 months, we've swapped all our plastic to recycled, 100% recycled plastic, which our customers really like.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess in the natural health area, natural products and everything else, it seems consistent with the fact that, you know, obviously people are going to be looking for those environmental friendly aspects as well. So I would imagine, you know, there might be some challenges around sourcing things like environmental friendly product. I know it's become a lot more popular, but I may be totally wrong. You know, whether that's, you know, there are many suppliers that are now doing it, and, you know, the sourcing of that, because recycling is talked about a lot, but I don't know that it's done as well and as effectively as it could be.
There's probably only maybe two manufacturers in Australia that are doing the recycled plastics.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then a lot of the other companies are buying off them and reselling. That's what's happening a lot in packaging.
Okay, yeah. So the other things, apart from packaging, what are some of the other challenges you face? I mean, you've been in an area that's been impacted by bushfires and a whole range of different things like that.
To be honest, we haven't had a huge amount. Probably my biggest challenge is staff.
Really?
Yeah, it's finding people that are as committed as I am to our business. And it's only really been in the last maybe 6 or 8 years that we've developed a really great team that works together really well.
And so those are people that have been there with you a long period of time now?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So what are the things that you look for in staff? I mean, I guess a staff member is never going to be quite as committed as a business owner.
Of course not.
That's just natural. So, you know, what are some of the attributes that you look for, and how do you go about sourcing staff that, you know, work well for you?
I generally sort of, I've never really advertised. Mm-hmm. I guess I have faith that the right person will come along at the right time.
Yep.
And that's pretty much what has happened. For me, I prefer to work with older people rather than younger people.
Okay.
Because older people aren't trying to make a career out of, they've done their career and they really want something that's satisfying and rewarding. That's been my personal experience.
Okay, yep.
And they're more flexible, like they can come in and fill in if we need them. I've just found working with older people has been much better than working with younger people.
So one of the things about working with older people, I would imagine, is that you've got a lot of experience that you can draw on.
Exactly.
And do you find that sort of helps you grow and develop your business as well?
100%. I've learned so much from a lot of people that have been working with me. And they've given me advice, which I take on. I like to take on board advice if people have got ideas. And they're very loyal. You know, older people have difficulty actually finding employment quite often.
Yes.
Which is such a shame, because they have so much experience and so much to give. So I really encourage people to give older people a go if they can.
Okay, that's a really interesting point, because I would imagine in a lot of communities, particularly, you know, you're in a semi-rural community, there'll be a lot of people who, of older age groups, who've left the workforce and, you know, maybe looking for, you know, part-time work and things like that. So I can imagine that would work very well, because they know your area, they're known in your area. I guess obviously you've got to be a little bit circumspect about who you get for your business.
Yeah. And I found working with friends probably isn't a great idea. It's best to work with people who you don't know personally.
That's an interesting point. Why do you say that?
Because friends, for me personally, I like to keep my business life separate from my personal life.
Okay.
And I found that when you cross those over, it's hard to keep your boundaries.
Makes a lot of sense.
That's been my experience.
Great. So what sort of things would you suggest to other people who, you know, not necessarily in your industry, but smaller businesses like yours? You know, we've talked about some of the ways, the issues around your business and challenges and everything else. What have been some of the opportunities that you've seen come up for your business and that you've, you've grabbed and you've run with? I mean, I know one of those is sort of like getting online.
Yeah, online has been amazing. And certainly over COVID, that really was, that saved us. And our online business went crazy over COVID. So certainly I would encourage people to have an online presence and a presence on social media.
Yeah. So how do you market it? What, yeah, your business?
I don't.
Really?
To be honest.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying about organic growth. I really haven't done, and I wouldn't suggest that anyone does what I've done, but all our wholesale customers have come to us rather than us physically marketing and going out to them.
Okay, that's
which
that's
is
fabulous.
Very unique.
Yeah. So you've obviously got a dedicated following of customers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. So people, so a wholesaler will go to another shop or go to a market, see our product, really like it, and then approach us. That has been how our business has grown.
So your markets and things like that is a, whilst that's an outlet for your product, that is also part of
a form
your
of marketing.
Marketing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So it's about, and I think with personal care products and everything else, it's really important that people get to, you know, test it and feel it on their skin and, you know, smell it and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, I can imagine that would be very, very powerful for your business.
And word of mouth. People, like, you know, if someone comes to you, say, for example, someone comes to your house and tries your hand wash and they really like it, then they'll seek you out. People will seek out good products.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is my experience.
Okay. So if you had a couple of really home truth type tips that you've learnt in terms of your journey of business that you could share with others who may be on their own business journeys, well, you know, lots of our listeners definitely are on their own journeys, what do you think those tips would be?
I guess I would encourage people to work out how they define success, what they want at the end of the day. Like, do they want to be a multimillionaire? Do they want to have a small business that they don't have to spend lots of time on? Really defining what you think success is and what you want, not what people tell you you should do or you need. And for me, before when I mentioned about working with Peter Alliard, he once said to me, my idea of success is to be lying on a beach and making money.
Okay.
And years later, I rang him up and I said, Peter, I've just been to Bali and I was lying on a beach making money. So that's success to me.
Yeah. And that's because you've got the processes and the business in place that enables you to go away and do those things.
And people that you can trust to run the business for you when you're not there.
Yeah. I think it's really important. And I think a lot of business owners are so caught up in doing the business all themselves that they never get to that point of being able to take a break from the business. So, you know, in that regard, your team, and you mentioned using older people, I guess all of these things come together in a way that enable you to go and do that trip to Bali and know that everything's okay.
Yeah, and understand you can't do everything. Like, you can't do your social media, you can't do all your accounts, you can't do all your graphic design. Work on what you can do well. And the other things, get people to help you. Get people that are experts in those areas to help you.
Yeah, well, I guess it's no different than a child, is it, a business? In the sense that, you know, you send them to school to learn from other people. They engage with other families. They, you know, they go through life and different jobs and things and they learn. Life is a learning experience. And I guess business is no different.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, Donna, thank you very much for spending some time with us on Business Success Radio. We certainly wish you well. Anybody interested about War Botanicals, it's WARBOTANICALS. Look them up on Google. And as I said before, I've tried their products and I know they're good.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Business Success Radio podcast. If you'd like to hear more episodes, simply check Biz Success Radio on your current podcast player or visit us on our website, businesssuccessradio.com.au.